All right, here we go. Our lesson in the Children's Church series for Baptist Basic University. Here we go with fun time in Children's Church. All the excitement, all the fun, all the laughter, all the games. This is really where you can let your hair down, have a good time, and this is where you can have more fun than the kids if you do this right. A lot of ministries are great when it comes to the spiritual aspect, but you need a little bit something extra in there to be very practical. You need to have some fun. If you watch, this is something you can learn. If you watch children's educational TV show, for instance, let's take Sesame Street. We remember watching that when we were growing up. Ain't what it used to be, I know, but nowadays. But if you watch that, they will have a song with some video going, and they'll be singing about letters and numbers, and there's a lot of fun stuff that's involved, all these bright colors, and they'll even have stuff that's just kind of there, maybe a little bit of story, you know, Bert and Ernie fighting or something, and they'll have just something kind of a little bit fun. What they're doing is they're making it very entertaining, and they're slipping in a lot of the educational value. That's what all these children's educational TV shows do. Barney did the same thing, if you could stand to watch it. That's what all those did, too. If you want to have a good children's church, you need to have both. You need to have some stuff that's fun, that gets the kids in, it opens them up, it lets them buy into you, lets them trust you, it really opens up their hearts. If you don't have that, it's going to be a hard time to be very spiritual. Kids are not Puritans by nature. Some adults will be that way, but kids are not. They're going to like the fun. You know, don't get me wrong, though, in saying that there aren't ministries that focus too much on the fun. There are a bunch. We lost a lot of kids one time. We were running a bus route to a little town nearby, Chico, Texas, and we were running a church van out there picking up some kids. My dad was running it, and I just kind of helped him. I was probably in high school or so, and middle school maybe. I don't remember exactly the year, but we lost a lot of kids to a church over there that was taking their kids to Six Flags on Sunday. Well, that's great, taking them to a theme park on Sunday. The only problem is I never ever heard that they ever went to church. Now, that's scary, isn't it, that a church wouldn't even take kids to church. Maybe they had preaching on the way there. Let me tell you something. They had it backwards. They were focusing on the fun and neglecting the spiritual side and the serious side of children's church and their children's ministry. You need to have both. Which one's more important? The spiritual side is more important. Write it down stone. The spiritual side is more important, but if you want to make any ground, you're going to have some very practical side. I've mentioned the Mary Poppins rule before. You got medicine, you got sugar. You need both if that kid's going to take it. I've got a little boy, he'll be turning two here in a couple of months. He likes his medicine a lot of times. He likes that grape flavored medicine. He thinks that's great stuff. He's brought it to his mama before, like, give me some more. I want some more. You know why? Because it tastes good. He likes it. He doesn't realize that makes him feel better. Maybe he does. He's pretty smart, but of course, aren't all little kids smart? But he just knows because it tastes good. He doesn't know that stuff is making him feel better, I don't think. Maybe he's able to process that in mind, but I doubt it. He just knows it tastes good. It's candy. He wants to have it. It's hard to have a great balance at this. Like so many things in the Christian life and in just life in general, it's hard to have a balance in this. You need to have both. You've got to have both if you're going to have an effective children's church ministry. Let me just give you a few things, and this may be one of the shorter lessons unless I really get on a rambling spree here, but I just want to give you a few things here. I've got three major points here we'll talk about, and I'll probably give you a lot of illustrations of these, but I got three simple things you can add to your children's church ministry that will help you to add a little fun, add a little excitement. First thing is prizes. Very simple, doesn't even cost a lot of money. Pieces of candy are great. You can buy those great big bags of Tootsie Rolls, and kids will do all kinds of crazy stuff for a Tootsie Roll. I like stuff a little bit bigger. One of my favorite things to give away is Laffy Taffy. And by the way, let me also throw this in there. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but buy good candy. Don't buy stuff that you wouldn't even eat. A lot of people go to the cheap section of the dollar store to get some candy. You can buy some good candy at the dollar store, but don't buy the cheap $1 for a 50-pound bag of candy. Kids know it. They don't like it. They probably won't eat it. get some good stuff. Get stuff that you would eat. You remember what you liked when you were a kid. You didn't like that cheap stuff either. So you can get by with some cheap cookies and cheap Kool-Aid, off-brand Kool-Aid and stuff, but you can't get by with cheap candy. Buy the good stuff. And don't buy stuff that grown-ups like. You know, Nestle Crunches, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are things that I like. But kids like the sour stuff, the sweet stuff. I'll tell you, if it has Willy Wonka on it, they like it. That's just a great rule of thumb there. You remember that? If it has Willy Wonka on it, they like it. And that's my endorsement for Willy Wonka products. I even like them. Gobstoppers and Nerds and all those good stuff. Boy, that's preaching right there, ain't it? So, anyway, you can tell I'm a children's church worker with that. I don't recommend giving away money. Kids don't get excited unless it's $5, $10. They don't get excited over dollars. I've seen people try to give away, you know, silver dollars and stuff. Kids just don't get excited about it. I'm going to tell you, kids are very visual. If you take a dollar bill and go to Walmart and you buy you a 2-liter Coke, and it takes a little bit more at Walmart unless they're on sale, but you buy a 2-liter Dr. Pepper, kids get excited about that. They get a lot more excited than a dollar bill. It's very visually oriented, and bigger the better a lot of times. Let me tell you, I don't recommend what I like to call survey prizes. That is, you ask, well, you know, who is a first-time visitor today? We're going to give you a piece of candy. Well, everybody's going to be a first-time visitor if you do that. If you do that, giving it away for Bibles, something very physical that you can actually prove, is very good. Don't give it away to kids who have birthdays, first-time visitors, people that brought visitors. Everybody's going to have brought a visitor. Even kids, I mean, kids, regular kids, your own son or daughter will try to get you out of some candy there. So it does not work well. You will lose the attention of the kids if you open up the floor. You need to be in control. And if you open up the floor for something like that, you are asking for trouble. Write it down. Just avoid it. Something I do like doing with prizes is I like having best kid prizes. These work super great. It can get a little bit old, but these things work great. Buy a big prize or two or three and give them away to the best boy, the best girl, just the best kid. Kids love it. Especially, say, a two-liter Coke. Or pop or soda, whatever you want to call it. It's Coke down here in Texas. Everything's Coke. You know, it's a little side note for your own edification here, but when you ask somebody what you want to drink, say, hey, you want a Coke? And they say, sure, I'd like a Dr. Pepper. That's perfectly fine down here in Texas. And by the way, we do drink Dr. Pepper quite a bit. So, and if you have a chance, doubling Dr. Pepper, made with the pure cane sugar. If you can get a hold of it, it's a lot better than the other stuff. But anyway, that's free for your own edification there, but have a big prize to give away. Big candy bars. You can get those big, they call it like movie theater packaging stuff. You can get them at Walmart. A lot of stuff. I'm not talking about high class stuff here. You can get this stuff at Walmart or the dollar store. The Dollar Tree is a really good place to get candy most of the time. Sometimes not a very good selection, but I've bought a lot of good stuff at the Dollar Tree chain of stores. But those big boxes of Reese's Pieces or M&M's or gummy bears, you know what I'm talking about, the big boxes of them. You can get them for a dollar. Those are great. It's a, for $2, $2 or $3, you can go buy you those big candy bars, those big Hershey's bars. Kids like those. But you can buy those things for $2 or $3, and that will help your discipline out a whole lot. It gives those kids an incentive to be good. And if you get the right stuff, you will have a captive audience because nobody will want to move. Nobody will want to get in trouble because they want that candy. Now, when I promote that and I give that away, what I will do is I say, I'm the song leader in our children's church. I will promote it. I'll say, I have right here, and I may hold it behind my back or something and really be very dramatic. You can have a lot of fun and you'll put on the door-to-door salesman type routine and have a lot of fun with it. But I have right here some of the greatest candy ever made, known to man. Willy Wonka, Gobstoppers. And the kids, yeah, they're all hooping and hollering. And I'll say, but I don't have just one box. I have another box, 2 boxes of Gobstoppers. And kids are really excited. And I'll say, and this one is for the very best girl, and this one's for the very best boy. And then I'll explain, this is what we're looking for. I'm looking for somebody. We'll be looking, or so-and-so. I'm horrible at watching for kids. I usually try to pawn it off on another worker, but I'll say, so-and-so is going to be working, and they're going to be watching for somebody, and this is what we're looking for, somebody, and I'll usually even get a chair and illustrate, somebody sitting in their seat, they're not talking, they're watching Brother David, they're watching Brother Matt, they're not fighting, not hitting, not spitting, not kicking, they're not licking their toes, and I'll throw some funny stuff in there for the fun of it, but build it up, that excitement, that building up. Listen, you can give away anything if you can build it up. I saw a kid come out of a bus ministry one time. We were getting on our bus, and he was wound up because he won the little blue rubber thing in the cap of a 20-ounce Mountain Dew. Now, I know the teacher of that class, and I know the way he built stuff up. He got that kid excited about getting that silly, I don't even know how he got it out of that cap. I don't even think they hardly even use those things anymore. But he built it up, and the kids were excited. They wanted to win the little blue rubber thing in the cap of the 20-ounce Mountain Dew. And just fun things. If you build it up right, you know, you can get by with anything. I heard once about a church that ordered a bunch of magnets and for advertising, you know, put on the people's refrigerators and stuff. And those magnets, they got them in. They were so weak, they wouldn't even stick on the refrigerator. So they didn't know what to do with them. They gave them away on the bus route. They had a big day. World's weakest magnet Sunday. And they built it up, promoted it, and it worked. They had a pretty big day. And kids were excited. I mean, why would they get excited? It wasn't something to be excited for, but it was sold to them to be that way. That's just a little lesson there. That's in for free, I guess, when we're talking about this. But that's a lot of fun, too. It adds a lot of excitement. Second thing you can add are games. It's a lot harder to do. If you're like our church, you're limited on space, time, resources, and everything else. Games are very hard to run, but you can have very quick games. As I say, I've mentioned it before, I like to run a very simple game where I give away a piece of candy to the very first person who can do something. And I usually will go through, I'm the very first, looking for the very first person who is sitting in their seat, hands in lap, not talking, looking this way, and smiling, who can show me. Or who can do, you can, whatever your imagination, who has on pink socks? Or who's the first person who can show me something green? Who can show me a map in the back of the Bible? You can have a lot of fun doing this. It's just a very quick game you can do. Eating games are fairly good. You know, so you can eat something the fastest. Those work good, you know, those quick little time savers on the bus. But stuff I've also done, I've let kids who can answer questions or something have a chance to, like, make a basket. I give them a ball, and I'll hold a bucket, and if they shoot in the bucket, they win some candy. I built a deal out of PVC pipe. Ended up costing me, I think, about $15-$20 to build it, but I built a deal. It's like a 3x3 grid, and I've put little legs on it so it'd stand up. Built it out of half-inch PVC pipe, and it's got the 3x3 grid, so there's 9 little squares there, and they're roughly a foot square. And I've got a piece of construction paper hanging in there, so it flaps, and I let kids throw a ball through that. Something simple, and you can let kids answer questions. Good kids throw it through there, and if you throw it dead center, you get two or three pieces of candy. Throw it through one of the other ones, you get one. Kids like that. That's simple things you can do. Don't use something that's very complex. You don't have a lot of time. Don't use something that's very hard to explain. Something that's very simple and something that you can run through with quite a few people is another good rule of thumb because everybody's going to want to do it. But running games is very hard because, as I say, you're pretty limited on your time. Games are great for youth fellowships and stuff where you don't quite have the time constraints, but as you do in running a children's church, because you're really dependent on whenever the big church gets out. Games work really great if you have those stored away and ready to go. You can use those at the end of the service if you're killing time waiting for the big church to get out. That's a very effective way to kill 10 or 15 minutes. I have done that numbers of times. Had an evangelist in town, and I figured we'd run a little bit late, so I was ready, had a game, and everything worked great. Just quick setup, short instructions, fast pace, keep the kids excited. Very simple games work the best. Just the simplest of simple games work great. Last thing here, the third thing, promotions. Special days go very well in children's church, especially if you can use them in conjunction with your bus ministry, even your Sunday school. You can coordinate it all and just have a big time. You can build them up a week or two in advance, 2 weeks, unless it's a super big day. Like, we have a big day with the Super Bowl Sunday, and we've really kind of been building that up for probably over a month. We've mentioned it at least. But as it's now getting closer, we're a couple weeks away from the Super Bowl, we will be promoting that bigger. We will be really spending some time. Boy, we're going to have fun. We're going to go out and we'll give a prize. Whoever can kick the football the farthest, and we'll have chips and nachos. And we that's just one of our big days we do. And you can have any kind of big day you want. But it goes a long way in building momentum and excitement. And excitement's contagious. Excitement's contagious. If you want kids to bring visitors, give them something excited about to go home and tell their friends about. A very simple thing you can do is give away things to people that come. You can give away, you know, toys. You can have a candy toss. That's a great one. Just get all the kids out there, get a great big bucket, spend about $20-$30 on candy. Go out there and just throw the candy out and let them go get it. Kind of like a great big hyperactive Easter egg hunt. But that works great. Everybody that comes wins a 2-liter Coke. We've did that before. Went and bought like the store brand 2-liter Cokes, pop, soda, whatever you want to call it. I've had to learn to say pop just to survive in Kentucky when I was up there in college. But let's say down here in Texas, it's Coke, and that's what I'm saying. But you buy the store brand soda, and that works very well. The kid's excited. It'll set you back, you know, 60, 70 cents per kid. It's a little bit more expensive, but simple things like that go a long way. You can give away pickles. Pickles are pretty cheap for the jar, and kids love them. Get those great big deal pickles. T-shirts. It's pretty expensive, but it's free advertising. You can send 50 kids into the public school with shirts advertising your church, and it's very effective. We did that at Clay's Mill. I wasn't exactly involved in it, but they did it, and we gave them away on our bus route, promoting a great big patriotic rally they did. They had rented out the local minor league baseball stadium, had a great big patriotic rally, and they promoted it doing that about a month ahead of time. They gave out these T-shirts to all the kids, these bright red T-shirts, and the front up said, "I love America," and had the Statue of Liberty and the flag, and the back of it had, "I Love America Patriotic Rally, Applebee's Park," and had the date. I think it was July 2nd, if I remember right, Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm going to tell you, we got all kinds of free advertisement. Those kids are wearing those things to school and everywhere else. In fact, I was seeing those 2 and 3 years later. I still saw kids wearing those T-shirts. In fact, I think I still have mine. I've gotten a little bit too fat to wear it, but I think I still have mine. That's kind of expensive, but if you do one for your bus minister, they talked about it, and it never got past the planning stage. They talked about doing one for the bus minister. Everybody's special at such church. You see kids wearing those type of shirts all the time. It's a little bit more expensive, takes a little more set, but it's very effective. I recommend it. Bibles is another good thing to give away. Now, don't get those minuscule print things you get at the Dollar Tree, but you can buy reasonably priced New Testaments bulk through a lot of places, even though they may be paper binding. In fact, you can get some custom jobs and have your church name and stuff on them. That's a very nice thing to give away, and I think it's very good to get Bibles in the hands of these kids. Mentioned before, 2-liter soft drinks are really good to give away. Kids get real excited about that. Anything and everything to think of. I told you about the church giveaway magnets. It worked great. We had crazy things. We gave away ring pops and pop rocks one Sunday. It just had a nice ring to it, so we gave it away. Gave away peppermint, the little... what's the name for them? Candy canes, little peppermint sticks, candy canes. I bought a bunch of them after Christmas once for a dime a box at a Dollar General or something. Clearing them out a couple weeks after Christmas. We gave those things away 1 week on the bus, and I probably had bought 60 or 80 of them. I don't know how many boxes of them I bought, but 60 or 80 candy canes, not boxes. And boy, the kids were excited. They loved it. Simple things. It doesn't take a lot of money. We'll take a little bit in a lot of these things if you're going to give away, but it's well worth investment. I wouldn't do it every single week because kids come to where they expect it, but it's a great thing. Set aside 4 or 5 weeks and do a big program, a promotion. Every week's a different promotion. That's very effective. People do it in their Sunday schools all the time. Why not do it on your bus? It works great and in your children's church. Another thing you can do is special activities. I remember, just very simple, we had a bubble gum blowing contest. Remember doing that when we were little? I've done it on bus routes. It's very simple. Give everybody two or three pieces of the double bubble gum you buy in those great big tubs, and give them a few minutes to get chewed up, and you can get, all you need is a ruler to go out and measure them. I mean, if you get really technical, you can get those fancy ones, you know, that you put on that they actually have at the double bubble contest. And you can actually get those, I think, if you write to those. Don't hold me to that, but I think you can. I know they had some up there at Clay's Mill. But just simple little things like that. Kids love it. Kids get excited. May not be the biggest day for bringing in people, but it adds some excitement to the kids who come every week. And don't forget about those kids, those church kids who are there every week. Need to have something for them too. And maybe it's not money well spent to be bringing in new people, but it's money well spent to keep the ones that you got and keep their interest. We had one time, just for instance, we had silly days on our bus route that I worked on the first couple years I was in college, and we just had a string of silly days. One week we had people wear mixed match shoes, and we had people dress up crazy, and just all kinds of things. And I think that we had the Ring Pop and Pop Rock Sunday that time, and we just had various things. You can have a lot of fun with this. Promotions are great. We're coming up, as I say, a couple weeks from the time I'm recording this will be the Super Bowl. We have a great big deal for Super Bowl Sunday, and we let the kids, after the service, we let the kids go out and we play we play some games. We have like a punt, pass, and kick competition. If you've seen those, you know, they usually give away the awards for that during the NFL playoffs that the NFL sponsors. But we do a deal like that. We give a prize, a football or some other toy, fairly good sized toy, you know, $5-$10 maybe, to somebody who can kick the ball further than everybody else, or who can throw the ball further than everybody else. Takes a few people to run it, but it's a very effective, just fun thing you can do. Promotions don't have to be spiritual. They don't have to be expensive. And as I say, there's no limit to it. Just keep it moral, legal, and spiritual. And that's about the only guidelines there. Just keep it moral, legal, and spiritual. And you'll do fine. Let your imagination run wild. And if you're a good enough salesman, the kids will eat it up anyway. No matter how silly, how cheap, how cheesy it is, the kids will eat it up if you do it right. Those are just some simple things you can do to add a little excitement to your children's church ministry, or your bus ministry, or any kind of ministry. Just three simple things: promotions and games and prizes. Just very simple things you can do to give away and use, and I hope that those will be a help and a blessing, maybe some ideas to help you out there as you continue to grow and maybe start your own ministry. And I pray the Lord bless you. Thank you for listening to this one. We'll move on to the next lesson, very important, and I think it'll be a big help to you: discipline in children's church, and some things I've learned the hard way that will help you. And we appreciate you listening. Thank you.